Hi, folks. Brett McCray here on the Northern Ag Network with your Dakota West Ag News. On Thursday, the South Dakota Department of Agriculture announced confirmation of the detection of bovine influenza A virus in a dairy cattle herd within the state. Chairman of the South Dakota Dairy Producers, Marv Post, says that farmers should closely monitor their herds and contact a veterinarian if cattle appear symptomatic for the disease. Bovine influenza A virus was recently discovered in North Carolina as well. State veterinarian Mike Martin explains the symptoms for the disease.
These high-producing dairy cattle that, one, go off feed, two, start dropping in milk production, and then three, have those changes in the milk that cause the discoloration and thickening.
There's a lot of unknowns about the virus in dairy cattle right now, but the good news is, according to veterinarian and executive director of the Association of Bovine Practitioners, Dr. Fred Gingrich, the disease is not making cattle very sick.
Much different than what happens in birds, where it is highly fatal and spreads through the barn rapidly. It's affecting 10% of the cows in those herds. We haven't had any mortalities reported either.
More about bovine influenza A virus after this.
Producers want the best genetics and purest fields to ensure they're making the most of their input dollars. Certified seed means you're not wasting time, fertilizer, fuel, and insurance on a crop that won't make the grade. Proper inputs make for a good crop, but seed is the only input that can get you more than higher yields. Certified seed provides assurance you're getting the variety you want and the best chance to enhance inputs. Remember, with certified seed, you're certain of the quality. Brought to you by the South Dakota Crop Improvement Association.
Calling all Montana Dakota growers. Are you looking for a profitable addition for your farm that delivers value beyond yield? The new Seed Omega 3 Canola Production System offers you marketing certainty with 100% guaranteed delivery and a full Act of God clause. Premium contracts include unmatched grower incentives, first-in-class agronomy support, and free on-farm pickup after harvest. Ready to hear about additional producer benefits? Become a new Seed Omega 3 Canola grower today. Call Mike at 701-818-2375.
Bovine influenza A virus was recently confirmed in a South Dakota dairy herd, the most recent detection making 9 states where the virus has been confirmed in dairy cattle. However, Marv Post, chairman of South Dakota Dairy Producers, says that USDA continues to emphasize that pasteurization kills the virus, meaning that milk and dairy products are safe to consume. Dr. Fred Gingrich with the American Association of Bovine Practitioners has more.
Pasteurization readily kills this virus. Consumption of pasteurized milk remains safe. This virus, if it is in the milk, it will be readily inactivated by heat. Same thing goes for beef. There's no evidence that it's in the beef supply now, but cooking beef to a proper temperature is just good food safety. So the risk to the public is incredibly low.
Dr. Rosemary Sifford with USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says that scientists continue to research and learn more about the disease.
So we have epidemiologists who are working with producers to gather up information, and we're working with our state animal health officials to get samples into the lab for testing. All of that information helps us to understand much more clearly what role high path avian influenza is playing in this overall illness in dairy cattle and what we can do to more effectively prevent it in the future.
As of this reporting, bovine influenza A virus has not yet been confirmed in a beef cow animal. That's it for your Dakota West Ag News. I'm Brett McCray on the Northern Ag Network.